Estevan. It was an emotional night at the Estevan Comprehensive School on Friday for the Pink Game at the annual Victor Elias Memorial ECS Shoot for a Cure basketball tournament. The eight-team competition is a fundraiser for the fight against cancer, and the host elects and other teams donned pink for their games on Friday. During the opening ceremonies, ECS Student Representative Council co-president Connor Pitch said the tournament started in 2009 when the Assiniboia Rockets purchased pink uniforms to support those fighting cancer. ECS soon started holding the tournament to support families battling cancer. "This has helped build awareness, school spirit and community involvement here at ECS," Pitch said. The tournament was later named after Elias, the father of Elex head coach Jesse Smoliak. He died in 2017 after multiple battles with cancer spread out over years. "This tournament means a lot to Mrs. Smoliak, as her father always volunteered and gave generously to others," said Pitch. This year's tournament beneficiary is ECS student Taya Lassie, who is in grade 11. She has been diagnosed with primary mediastinal large B-cell lymphoma and has been undergoing treatment. The Mercury will have more on her story later. After Lassie was recognized, the players on the Elex and their opponents, the Weyburn Comprehensive School Eagles, said who they were playing for this weekend, and released pink balloons into the air. There will be a raffle and other initiatives during the weekend to raise funds for the Lassie family. The Elex were also active raising funds before the tournament began. As for Friday night's game, the Elex lost 66-65 to the Eagles. Estevan held the lead for most of the game, including a 48-41 advantage late in the third quarter, but Weyburn rattled off a 20-4 run to lead 61-54. Estevan then outscored Weyburn 11-5 in the final minutes to create a thrilling finish for the large crowd that gathered at the ECS Gymnasium. The tournament will continue Saturday with games throughout the day. The next edition of the Mercury will have a full recap of the tournament.